It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We have a special one-hour edition of Motherlode Views this morning. Typically, we are talking with local or state government and business leaders, but on today's show, we're changing things up a little bit, and we're going to be talking with the next generation of leaders. We have a panel of graduating students from Tuolumne County High Schools to talk about student life and challenges facing the younger generation. From Sonora High School, we're pleased to be joined in studio by Morgan St. Pierre and Weston Goulart. And from Somerville High School, we have Claire Caldera and Caleb Britt. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Also note, we did invite a couple students from Tioga High School and Don Pedro as well, but due to some emergencies that came up, they were not able to be with us here this morning. But we are very happy to have four students with us from Sonora and Somerville. So I'll start first with our pair of Sonora High School students, Morgan St. Pierre. First off, just to get to do kind of some introductions, you know, tell us about yourself and what you've been involved with at Sonora High over the past 4 years.
So the past 4 years, I've been in leadership. I've played golf and I've played soccer. And I always had a position on ASB, and now I'm the ASB president.
Very good. So people are familiar with ASB. What is ASB?
It's the Student Council.
Student Council?
Yeah.
Keep you pretty busy throughout the year?
Yes, it does.
Very good. Weston Goulart, how about you? You know, tell us about yourself and what you've been involved with.
Well, I've been in leadership for all 4 years of my high school career. And the last 2 years, I've been a part of ASB. Last year, I was the fundraising commissioner, and this year, I'm ASB treasurer.
So what type of fundraisers did you put on?
I would do ones like with Panda Express, like you just sign up for it online, you pass out flyers to the school and things like that. I did like a cookie dough fundraiser. And then this year for my senior project, I did like a fundraiser dinner, and that was really fun to put on.
Very good. Our Somerville students, moving over to Claire Caldera, tell us about yourself.
In high school, I've been involved in 3 sports every year, volleyball, basketball, softball, or track. I've been doing AP classes every year. I'm the editor-in-chief of the school newspaper, Beyond the Cave, and I'm involved in a lot of clubs at school as well.
School newspaper, what type of stories do you guys cover?
We do editorial, opinion, sports, anything that comes up around campus.
You know, what type of topics do like editorials be written about?
Just depends what's going on in the world. We try to cover local and national news.
Very good. And Caleb Britt, tell us about yourself.
Well, I've been involved with Somerville since 7th grade, starting the Connections program, and been there since. Pretty heavily involved in the music program they've got going there with Jazz at 8 since my freshman year, and the Orange Crush Band, which I'm sure many of you have heard, and also been a Walk the Talk leader for the past 3 years, and really happy with what we've done there.
Walk and Talk leader, what is that?
Yeah, so Walk the Talk is the on-campus Christian club, and we meet every Thursday in a teacher's room, and we happily supply Oreos and lemonade as well as biblical fellowship. Studying Bible stories, we have leaders that lead Bible studies. We'll bring in guest pastors or speakers from around the county, and really a good opportunity to kind of be reminded about what our goal as Christians on a school campus is.
Very nice. I'll start with the Somerville students as well with this next question back to Claire Caldera. You know, next year, what are your plans?
Next year, I'll be attending Cal Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks to study biology.
Very good. You know, what type of job are you looking for in the future?
Something in the medical field, not exactly sure yet, but I know I'll narrow it down when I start my college courses.
Do you know, at this point, do you think you'd ever come back to Tuolumne County, or do you think you'd look for other areas?
I would love to come back to Tuolumne County and continue my medical profession.
Cool.
Caleb Britt, how about you? What are your plans for next year?
Well, right now my plans are to go down to the Bible Institute of LA, which is located in La Mirada, and I'll be studying worship music, which I've been involved in for the past couple years at Calvary Chapel, and also getting a Bible minor and focusing a little bit more on my alto saxophone skills too. So just kind of seeing where the Lord leads.
Do you think your future plans would bring you back to Tuolumne County or someplace else?
Who knows? You know, wherever the need is, I'm willing to fill it, and music, you know, can take you everywhere. So we'll see.
Going over to our Sonora students, Morgan St. Pierre, how about you? What are your plans for next year?
Next year, I plan on going to Columbia College to get my associate's in allied health so I can move on to a nursing program, preferably in like LA or somewhere where they have a really good nursing program. And then afterwards, plan on going into nursing or anesthesiology or chemotherapy.
And Weston Goulart.
I'm going to go to UC Irvine, and I want to get my master's in chemical or mechanical engineering. I'm not really sure yet, but I think I'm going to go through my general ed and then I can make my mind up.
Have any jobs that you're thinking about that you'd like to pursue?
Yeah, I want to be an engineer for Disney because I've always liked that stuff.
That's very cool. So probably not here in Tuolumne County. You'll be someplace else.
Yeah, but maybe like later in my life I could come back.
At some point, come back.
Because I really like it here.
You know, what would you say, Weston, are some of the other popular professions that a lot of the graduating seniors want to go into?
There's been some that have been going into law. There's been a lot of, like, psychology majors, too. And then there's been engineers, too. It's just kind of really a broad mix of everyone. It just depends on what you like, you know.
Morgan St. Pierre, what have you heard? What are some of the other professions?
I think a lot are going into nursing. I've heard a lot, I think overall a lot of people up here want to go there, but biology is pretty big too, and a lot of people have been going towards that.
Caleb, Brett, what have you been hearing from your fellow classmates?
Yeah, and a lot of the same, lots of nursing, but the psychology majors have really kind of overwhelmed me. Some people use it as a good fallback to kind of take the path that Weston's taking, which is more like start with psychology, see where it takes you. But then there's a lot more people who are focused on psychology as a passion and know exactly what they want to do with it. But yeah.
Claire Caldera, anything to add?
I've heard a lot of people that are going into engineering or bioengineering, like most of our class, it seems to me.
Popular field.
Yeah.
You know, my next question, I'll start with the Somerville students. Caleb Britt, I'll start with you first. You know, Tuolumne County in general, you know, what would you say, especially for people of your generation, is kind of lacking right now? Or what would you like to see more of in this area?
I think there's definitely a lack of the social aspect that we've been kind of the whole electronic and technologic improvements have drawn us away from having a good social bond with each other. And I think that right now, we really got to get focused on being more connected with one another rather than our screens. And I think that's something that a lot of people recognize amongst a lot of generations. But right now, we're kind of being raised in a generation of technology and electronics. And while it's exciting to see that move forward, it's also important to not forget our roots of just being social, being community-based, things like that.
Interesting points. I'll pick up on technology a little bit later, too, as well. But Claire Caldera, what would you say, you know, Tuolumne County in general, you know, what are some things that are kind of lacking right now for the younger generation?
I think that the younger generation is lacking hard work and pushing themselves. They take a lot of things for granted and just expect everything to come to them. They're not pushing themselves. There's a lot of kids that are, but some kids aren't pushing themselves after high school, and that's what our county needs is creativity and imagination and kids to bring new things back to the county, not to just keep living on what they have.
Going over to our Sonora students, Morgan St. Pierre, what would you say, Tuolumne County, you know, what could it use more of right now?
Well, I completely agree with Claire. I think that our generation, we need more drive, and especially like working here, I've noticed that a lot of people don't have as much drive as they should, and I think that's something that we do need to work on.
Can I ask, you know, what kind of job you do?
I work in retail. Okay. So, I mean, it makes sense to not see as much drive. But, yeah, I think it's definitely needed.
And Weston Goulart, how about you?
I agree with everyone else. It seems like a lot of the kids are kind of just taking the easy way out. Like, through school, they aren't really applying themselves as much as they could be. So, and I think that'll affect them later in their life. But if they, like, put themselves out there and tried more, their career would be easier in the future.
Same with Sonora, Morgan, St. Pierre. Anything like in particular that other areas, you know, of California or the country have that you'd like to see Tuolumne County have?
Well, I think here we're not very diverse, and I wish that we could become more diverse, but it's not really something that we can necessarily change. I think just we need more different views in our city, and I think that would help us a lot.
And Weston, how about you? Anything to add on that topic?
I think there could be more opportunity for students because going to UC Irvine, it's going to be a lot different for me than it is here because it's a lot more urban. So there's going to be a lot more things that I can get involved in as compared to here. So I think if they provided some more things to like our schools, it would be better.
Claire Caldera, one of our Somerville students, how about you? Something that is in other areas that you like to see here in Tuolumne County?
I think there's just some small businesses that could be opened up in Tuolumne County that could bring a lot of business in pretty quickly.
Caleb, Britt, how about you?
I can't help but agree with Morgan about diversity. I was kind of overwhelmed but excited when I went to go visit the school I'm going to about the amount of racial diversity, which in turn has a lot of brings a lot of different viewpoints. And I think that'd be great in Tuolumne County to have that here, because I think it really exposes us to the real world and how the real world functions. And it looks like all of us at this table are going to Southern California parts of the state and going to experience quite a different change. And so I think it'd be really nice to see more diversity up here.
Next thing I want to ask you about is kind of a community issue. You know, bullying in high schools is something that people are worried about. Clara Caldera, I'll start with you. You know, is that something that you've noticed at the high school level? And if so, what type?
I think that it's a lesser issue than it used to be, but it's definitely more into technology now. People bully over social media and text rather than face-to-face, which I think is even worse because people tend to be meaner and harsher over their phones when they can hide behind a screen than when they're in person.
Mm-hmm. Caleb Britt.
Yeah, I think that there's a lack of accountability considering the fact that technology is so woven into our generation. And so people feel like they can say things on the internet without having to actually say them to the person and understand that there's real emotions being dealt with when those things are said and heard. And I think that's affected everyone here in some way and form, because a lot of the verbal and physical things have kind of gone down, which is good, but the sacrifice is that's kind of translated itself into the technological area, which hopefully we'll talk about more later.
Sure. Kind of a follow-up question. You know, how do most students, would you say, communicate these days? Is it text, talking on the phone, face-to-face?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we see every day new forms of communication coming out. Older ones have stuck around, such as Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. These are applications that I think will be with us for many, many years to come. And we'll see different ways that they evolve and allow certain things and disallow certain things. We know that there's lots of ways that those companies try to be involved in the hunt for not allowing certain types of bullying. But there's only so much we can do when we've got everyone hiding behind an anonymous username.
All right, is most every student on social media, would you say, these days?
Yeah, I think we could agree that in some way we're all in the technological web. And it's a great tool. Even we see colleges using that now to figure out who we really are. If we're hypocrites when we're on our applications saying that we're perfect little angels, they can be really transparent about us. And so I think you could definitely find most of us on some sort of social media.
Go back over to the Sonora High School students. I'll go with Weston Goulart. Back to this question again. We were on the issue kind of bullying at first. You know, do you notice much bullying, you know, at the high school level? And if so, what kind?
Yeah, I still see it. I see it even not on the internet. I see it in real life. Sometimes kids just, they say things to each other that can hurt, and they don't really know that they're doing it or care about the effect that they have. I like see it too on Twitter and stuff, because that's what I have. That's about it. And I just think it's kind of something that they don't care about all the time, how much they're changing people's lives and hurting them.
Morgan St. Pierre, what have you noticed in regards to bullying?
I honestly think that it's who you surround yourself with. Mm. And if you're not surrounding yourself with the people that bully you all the time, then you should be okay.
Right.
And you shouldn't have to worry about what anyone else is saying about you. Because if you have a good group of people that you hang out with all the time, then you won't be affected by all the negative things that people will say about you. And that's the real world. I mean, people do say bad things about everyone, essentially. So it's like getting used to that and knowing how to like defend yourself when it does happen is really important. And I think that's something we can learn from that exposure in high school.
Students learning good ways to defend themselves, you think?
I think it depends on the situation, because it's hard with your peers. It's really hard to defend yourself when it's like maybe your friend or someone who previously was your friend. So I think maybe if it's happening at work, it's easier to deal with. But when it's your friend, it's harder.
Do you think most all students are on social media at Sonora High School?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Weston, what have you noticed in regards to social media?
I pretty much see people on their phones all the time, like especially Snapchat. I think that's the most popular.
Yeah.
And it seems like a lot of the time people just live through that instead of face-to-face and interacting with their friends.
Yeah. Mm.
At school, are you discouraged not to use phones, or is it just pretty much part of life there as well?
Kind of just depends where you're at. Like some classes, technology can be encouraged, but people... It's supposed to be used to be learning, but some kids just go on it to look at that stuff instead.
Kind of like iPads in the classroom type of thing, you mean?
Like, We can use our Chromebooks, and then there's also the option where you can just use your phone. So some kids get their phone out and they just go on that, and they're not really paying attention. So.
Mm-hmm. Kayla Britt, you know, what else have you, you've talked a lot about technology and in general, you know, what have you noticed in regards to ways that can be abused kind of among local students?
I think it's a really that's a great question. There's a lot of different ways that you could do it. I think that people can really be passive about their aggression towards other students and not directly call out certain people, but be focusing also on groups of people. Which I think just brings a whole new level of pain to a situation, because at that point you're one against, you know, five or ten or how many people you're accusing. But like I said, I think one of the most important things to remember is that it's all just kept in this kind of cloud, you know, our idea of that it's not actually existing, and people don't realize that those people that they're you know, aggressing towards are actually being affected by that emotionally. And so I think that people, you know, are using photos, or they're holding people's words against them, or they're misconstruing people's words and calling them out, especially on Twitter. Is a platform where you're only allowed to use 140 characters, and so people use small phrases to twist people's words, or they take screenshots and show people how, you know, how dumb they think something is. And so people can really, really misconstrue what people say just because all they see is the text that's on the screen. They never get to hear inflection of the voice or any context to why they said that, if it was out of frustration and they just kind of were quick to post it. There's really a lack of context and really being able to fully understand why something happened.
Most students that you notice using phones all throughout the day, or is it after hours at Somerville?
I think at Somerville, there's a pretty healthy balance, but you're always going to find the kids who are sneaking it. But as Weston and Morgan were saying, kids are pretty regularly on their mobile devices and trying to stay integrated and up to date on what's going on. You're constantly hearing about who posted this or who said that. And also a lot of the corporations that are running these mobile platforms are making updates to them that keep people interested, and they don't allow people to kind of get disconnected. They want to keep them interested. And so they're really working hard to keep people focused on their product, which in turn can kind of be harmful, I think.
And Claire Caldera, anything else to add?
I just think, I don't know, our school monitors technology pretty well because every student has an iPad, but those iPads are blocked from anything, everything pretty much that's not school related. And so most teachers say you can only use your iPad in class, not your phone, but as soon as it is break, most kids are on their phone as soon as they possibly can be. But in class, it's pretty well monitored.
On this weekend's Motherload Views, we're joined in studio by a group of young leaders in the community, some graduating high schools from both Sonora and Somerville High School. We're pleased to be joined in studio by Morgan St. Pierre and Weston Goulart from Sonora High School, and from Somerville High School, Claire Caldera and Kayla Britt. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We need to take a quick break. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment in just a minute.